It's the Southern Senpai Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Southern Senpai's here. I'm Nicholas.
I'm DJ. And we're two Southern guys that explore Japanese culture
together.
What are we doing today, Nicholas?
We are doing EPO episodes 22 through 30.
Nope, we're doing episodes 21 to 30.
21 to 30.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. All right, so he's fighting
Hayama. To set the stage for this.
Hayama!
Hayama is a pretty boy.
Hayama!
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Hayama!
That's like what he's saying. Go ahead.
Hayama. Are you good?
Yeah, fine. I didn't say anything.
All right. Ippo arrives to this match with Hayama.
Hayama!
And he's a pretty boy, and he's got...
this shotgun punch.
With all of these girl fans. Yeah. And Ippo's friends are like, man, I might want to cheer for Hayama.
They feel like they want to fight him because he gets all the girls.
But then they're like, but there are a lot of girls here.
So they feel like, oh, wait, if we cheer with him, they'll like us.
Then Hayama is really confident.
Because he's never lost.
Hayama's never lost before, and nobody's even presented a challenge to him. He's that cocky.
He has a secret weapon called...
the shotgun.
Which Ippo saw beforehand, and then experienced for himself firsthand, because he's an infighter, and he went in and he got hit with the uppercut. And it's, okay, cool. So my plan then is to counter... when he tries to do that uppercut punch.
So the training that Ippo has gone under these last few times is his darting and dashing. What Ippo has been training so hard for is whenever he comes for that infighter killer.
That upper left. It's like a left uppercut.
That's from the hip. He needs to be able to dodge that or he's done.
Or he'll get hit with the shotgun.
Or he's done. And
this guy also, if that doesn't happen, he'll just throw a shotgun punch anyway. With your guard up.
So the fight goes on and Ippo's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Per usual.
Per usual. It seems to be like a trend here with the fights, whereas Ippo goes into the fight, has trained really well, and then just gets his ass kicked and for the first couple of rounds. It's forgets everything.
He just forgets everything, and then it's like most Emily. Oh my god, I love boxing.
I remember now.
I remember.
Okay, we've been doing this for 2 months. And you forgot? Now, I'm not a professional boxer, so maybe it's a little different. But yeah. It's probably all the brain damage. I'm just going to go ahead and say on a limb here, it's probably what's happening.
And he's only 16.
At this point, I think he's 17 now.
Is he 17?
Yeah, he's 17 now. Because one thing I will say is, like, they do so much with the movement of time. Right? Because months here, months there. He's been boxing for, a year now?
With this, he gets his ass beat for a while, and then he starts to get the hang of it. Because Hayama's, this is just another dude I gotta beat. I'll get my adoring fans, and it'll be...
These women are, like, crazy, too. They're like, every time Ippo hits them, they're like, no!
No!
No, you can't hit him! He's too attractive! We'll kill you! And it's like, dang, bro.
It's
a little much.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little much.
But that's almost, that reminds me of...
You would think Michael
that,
Jackson's doing a half bowl, halftime Super Bowl out there.
Girls fish.
You're right.
That reminds me of what's the big star right now for one of the singers had that chick on stage, and it was like a 7-year relationship.
Oh, they went down the toilet? I don't know. It was some rapper where this guy and this girl were together. They're at the front row, and clearly the girl's a fan. She bum rushes the stage, and then this guy starts making out with her behind stage because she bum rushed on stage. And the guy's just sitting there, really? Did you just run up there? That was the end of a 7-year relationship. And that just goes to show you, man. You're like, You gotta buy your own tickets, all right? You gotta ask her, like,
she's gotta ride in separate cars.
And not only that, you should never get her front row tickets to her favorite artist, because if her favorite artist gives her that shot, especially if that's her one pass, dog, what are you doing?
Also, same with at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, bro, I would never. If my girl's favorite singer was Usher, can I have some backstage Usher tickets? No.
No.
No. But why? Okay. All right.
Because you're if you get the chance.
Call me insecure if you want to, but it's more like, yeah, just say it just like that. Because, like, this guy's Usher and I'm not.
Yeah, if Usher wants, you're going to fuck him.
Yeah. What's the craziest part? It's, you know, this guy, this boxer guy, this Hayama. He doesn't even interact with these ladies. He just, like, brushes them off. He, like, doesn't care.
But that's why they like him so much.
No, that's true. That's true. It's the you can't have me mentality. And so, then Ippo beats him, and they are not, his fangirls are not happy.
At all.
They are very upset. But this is another one of those things where he's one of the, so it's, what's interesting about him is that he doesn't have one of those super sad backstories like the previous fighters do.
No.
But what he does have, like, Miata in, like, his own gym, that Revel guy, his sad backstory is that his dad was a really talented boxer, but his dad gave up because his type of boxing, his dad's boxing style didn't make him a world champ, so his dad gave up on boxing. And Miata's, I'm a child prodigy, I want to show that my dad's fighting style is actually good. Like, everyone has these sad backstories. Him, he was just like, I'm just a really hard worker. He was he's not like a lazy pretty boy. He like trains super hard. When everyone's gone, he's still in the gym, hitting it. Just a down-to-earth guy who doesn't care about anyone else. But he still loses.
So he loses, and at first, he thinks that's it for him. He thinks that's it.
One loss. This guy has 20 wins. One loss. Like, oh, it's all over.
It's all over. The girls are losing their minds more than Hayama is. And then, just as quickly as he was devastated, he was like, oh, all the greatest fighters have lost. And he was like, yeah, man.
Yeah, of course. If Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, and Sugar Ray Leonard can all have L's on their record, I think you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Floyd Mayweather, Ray Jones Jr., they all have L's on their record. Not a bunch of them, obviously.
Not a bunch.
but they got three, like, maximum, probably. Actually, I don't know their records as well, but I don't remember either one of them having, any of the people I've named, having more than 7 losses. I don't remember that.
No.
Yeah. Then after that, he fights
Miata. Miata faces the hitman-style scary psychopath guy.
Yeah, his name is Mashiba. Now, here's something interesting about Mashiba and Miata. This episode 22, 23, and 24 was focusing on, it switches story. Ippo is not the main character, and it focuses on Miata as he prepares for the semifinals against Mashiba. And Ippo, this whole time, he sees this girl from afar who's, like, working in a bakery, who's, like, really into. And then after the match, because there was a lot of girls that liked Miata, and, like, he was kind of popular, so then he's like, oh, hey, there's no reason for you to be sad that Miata lost. That other guy, he's a bum. You know what I'm saying? He's, like, a really bad guy. And she goes, don't talk shit about my brother. He's like,
oh,
I'm going to fight you, brother. I'm fighting him next. It's a weird time to tell you this. Not only am I going to talk shit, I'm about to beat his ass.
Yeah, it's
fight between Miata and Mashiba, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as really great, but also at the end, Mashiba is just a dirty, dirty fighter.
Yeah, I mean, he
steps on his foot.
Miata's foot and breaks it.
Because Miata was going to beat him.
Right, and he steps on Miata's foot and breaks it. And the great thing about Miata is, because Ippo only won the last fight because he was like, oh, I had to stick it out and win, so that way, because Ippo and Miata made a promise that they face each other in the finals.
Right.
So to be true that promise, that's what's been driving Ippo, right? But now, Miata's like, Ippo tries so hard, I don't want to let my friend down. It's really sad.
Yeah.
And so he goes out there, unable to stand on one leg, and fights this guy.
His dad tells him, listen, you should just throw the match, okay?
You have great years of boxing left.
You have a great future ahead of you.
Don't want to ruin it by getting too injured.
You don't want to ruin it by injuring your foot too much. Just listen, this is just a rookie championship. You have years of pro boxing ahead of you. Don't ruin that.
But his pops, I got the dog in me.
I got to.
I got the dog in me.
Yeah. I promised Epo.
I got that dog in me, Pop. Sorry. I have the dog in me. So then what's also quite interesting is that even though so Mashiba has like this like hitman style with the flicker jab, that again is based off of like almost all special moves in here and all the special moves and boxing styles are based off of exclusively American boxing. So clearly there's a love for American right. boxing here. And but one thing I will say is that he does get scared of Miata at the end. Miata because
he's got that green in his eyes.
Yeah, this is the thing that's been happening where like that green look in their eyes, they're like, oh, that look. And it like scares this evil guy. He's like, whoa.
Because Miata almost wins.
Miata almost wins. And then Mishiba, it's really plot armor how he doesn't win.
And he gets obviously Miata. Because you're thinking watching the anime, this is what I thought going into it. Like, all right, cool. Let's see the interesting way Miata wins. And then we'll get to see
him and his best friend fight in the end.
But he doesn't win.
Yeah. And you're like, yo, it makes you hate this villain. It's actually pretty good writing. It's like me and my friend, we're both distant rivals. So we're going to fight each other in the championships. And then, boom, the villain takes out your best friend. And now you can't even fight your best friend. You can't meet your best friend at the top, right? You can't test your skill against the person who's motivating you.
And Miata's dad didn't let him in the room after he lost.
So he hasn't even...
Because Ippo runs to him and was like, hey,
he just lost. Like, hey, I'm trying to talk to him, right? And he's like, he doesn't want to talk to you.
He has a message for you, though.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm sorry.
That's all he wants to say. But you can't see him. Bro, that's crazy.
And then Ippo gets, like, really upset.
This is the first time we actually see him angry in the whole anime. Where he gets, like, super pissed. Like, he, like, dents a vending machine with a punch. He's like, I am going to murder this guy. In fact, episode 27 is named Deathmatch.
Right. So, and then the thing is, so they train for their match, right? And the thing is...
Also, even though this guy is evil, this Mashiba, he also has a super sad backstory.
He's got the crazy... So, anyway, what happens is Ippo breaks his hand.
Say the backstory first.
Oh, okay. So the backstory...
For the Mashiba, evil
guy. For Mashiba... is really sad.
So first of all, he's the older brother of the girl that Ippo's in love with, like his right. crush.
Their parents, they're dead, right?
Yeah, their parents died, and no one would help them.
So now Mashiba has to...
take care of them.
He doesn't really want to box.
He doesn't really want to.
But every job he goes for, he keeps getting laid off because he's so bitter and jaded about the fact that nobody wants to help them.
It's also because he has a record. So he went to juvie when his parents were alive, and then he got out, but he served his time as a criminal, right? But people had that stereotype about him that he's a criminal because of his previous record, that every job he gets, they fire him afterwards. Now, I don't know how they run things in Japan. I am not Japanese. But here in America, we usually run background checks first before we hire
right.
them.
Right, first, before. But his sister is super nice.
Yeah, she cooks for him. She does everything for him. And he's like, people keep forgetting about us. They keep pushing us aside. And I keep getting fired because they view me as a criminal. And then they basically bully me at my work. They keep bullying me. It's crazy because he's like the evil guy. But like, honestly, these people are bullying.
Have turned him into the evil guy. Because who he has to be to survive.
And he's like 18. Raising his younger sister, who's 17. She's like the same age as Ippo, 17, 16, 17. So he's like, people keep treating me like a criminal, and that turns him into a bad guy, right? Right. He doesn't really want to fight. He just wants to make money for him. And his sister's like, you don't have to box. She feels really bad because she's like, oh, you don't have to box. I don't want you to get hurt on my aspect. And I can totally see this as me being an older brother. I totally relate right. to him when he's like, look, it doesn't matter if I get hurt. I need to take care of you. Right. And right. if that means that I got to box and get beat up all the time and then I got to do what I got to do. And I promise you, once I'm champion, this will never happen again. I want to give you the money and you a better life than what I had. And it's like, God, now I don't want the bad guy to lose.
but then there's the saying, it's like, what's the point of gaining the whole world if you lose your soul? Because right. he's literally killing himself and turning into a completely
emotionally killing himself.
Yeah, he's completely emotionally killing himself and turning himself into a psychopath just to help support his sister.
But again, at the end of the day, I can't say it's not relatable.
No, it's super relatable.
It's wild. So then it's like, dang. And then plus, Ipo finds all this out, and he's like, man, I don't even know why I should be. And then it's again, this is the guy who like cheated to and broke his friend's foot. So he's clearly evil. It's just great writing. You know what I mean? He's evil, but then all of them have like this really great backstories. So you're like, I don't want either of them to lose. And that's something that's way different than like in American shows and television and like boxing. Usually the other guy is just bad. You think about Rocky, you think about Drago, right? You think about Apollo and Clubber Lang, and you think about like with really just how boxing goes. Oh, both of them are, one's the bad guy in film and television here in America. One's the bad guy. And then the hero boxer has to defeat them. And this one, like, there's almost like no one's a bad guy. It's just about life.
This is just two people.
And someone got to go down, which is crazy.
Somebody's got to go. So Ipo comes into this match, right? Because the training that he's been doing. Also, before this match, his coach tells him, and he's like, oh, because before every fight, he has to learn a new skill that's almost impossible to learn.
That he does every time.
Right. Now, that's plot armor and anime logic, okay? Suspension of disbelief.
They get so much story in these 20 minutes. It's freaking crazy.
But this is where it's different, right? The part where it's different is basically Ipo's like, okay, this is his hitman style, and this is what he does. What new skill are we going to learn? And he's like, yeah, you're screwed on this. Yeah. And he's like,
I'm going to keep it real with you, Chief. can't beat this guy.
What do you mean?
He's my trainer. What are you talking about?
He's like, listen, all we're going to do is we're going to train super hard on all of your best strengths. And we're just going to hope that pull it out.
And you know what's crazy is that while he's fighting him, he does break his fist. He breaks his fist and breaks it because...
he does the elbow block.
Right. So this guy, he does... which is not illegal, right, in boxing.
But it's dirty.
But it's a little dirty because the guy is fighting dirty, right? Because, again, for his sister. So he's blocking his punches by throwing his sharp elbow into his fist, right? And then it, like, breaks Ipo's fist, makes him bleed. But Ipo's so determined, he keeps using it anyway. He's fighting anyway.
But we also have to understand that Ipo got very severely handicapped that before that... the bell rung before he could hit Mashiba. Before he could hit Mashiba in his stomach.
And get the dub.
And get the win that completely...
And
Mashiba now knows his whole strategy.
And what's crazy about this is that the bell is often used as right as soon as someone's going to win, that's when the bell always rings. It's good, just good writing. And then especially... and then ironically, it ends up working out in his favor because... then Mashiba, even though he's throwing his elbow to block those punches, he can't lift up his arm anymore because it destroys his elbow because Ippo's punches are so hard. But what's crazy is that Mashiba is such a G that he's like, I'm going to just fight you with one hand. He loses because he's fighting with one hand. This man got him clinching.
The thing is also, his coach tells him the same thing that Miata's dad tells him because he sits there because...
he's like, you have too many good years.
He's broken his hand, right? And so the coach is like sitting in the corner. He's like, how's your hand
Ipo,
doing?
You're bleeding. I can see you bleeding through your glove.
And he's, I'm fine. He's like, no, I can see the blood coming down your wrist.
Right, it's like, smushed.
You should really throw this match. This is just the rookie tournament match. You've got way too many really great pro years ahead of you. So go ahead and let's just call this match and it'll be fine. And he's like, no, he's also...
no, I'm built different.
But also, he's also, if you don't throw this match, you might have to retire after this match.
Because you can't use your hand anymore.
That's even more... and he's like, I don't care. I got that dog.
I got that dog in me.
And so they're like, I can't believe you.
That's the lesson of this entire anime. It's like, dude, you're hurting yourself. Can't stop, coach. Why? Because I got that dog in me.
So the other guys, the other Asian dude, he's like, this is crazy. And he's like, no, he's going to do it, so we might as well try.
Oh, yeah, the general man, the other corner man, is like, you should be throwing this match. You're throwing the towel. He's like, I'm too experienced with boxers. Boxers are so thick-headed. Like, there's nothing I can do at this point. And it's like, that's not true. Yes, you can. Throw in the towel. Yes, you can stop this person.
Yeah, but then my boxer's going to hate me. And he's not going to
But he'll
fight.
Be alive.
And so he basically is like, all right, listen, do this. He said, go in, But keep hitting them with those body shots.
With your left hand.
With your left hand.
Only use your right hand like one more time.
To knock him out. Because he is hitting this dude with some really solid power smashing body shots.
And it's just that Mishima just eats him.
One of the, like you were talking about, he says, Mashiba thinks that now that he's punched and broken his hand, he's like, oh, he's going to use a different strategy. Ippo's like, nope. Nah, man. I'm going to keep doing
it. And Mashiba, the evil guy, is like, this
dude's insane.
This man's crazy. This nigga's serious, bro. What do you mean you're going to keep doing it? So after the fight, Ippo wins and becomes like the Eastern Japan rookie champion, right? And then, so as soon as he becomes the Eastern Rookie Japan champion, the very next episode, this guy named, his name is Sendo, Takashi Sendo, but they call him Rocky. And not for...
Also, though, we have to say that as soon as Ippo wins the fight, because what ends up happening is he breaks his arm, right? Can't move his elbow anymore.
Right.
And Ippo finally gets the knockout, and Ippo's like, please don't get off the ground. Please.
Right.
He gets counted a 10 count, and he's still coming after Ippo after the match.
Yeah, Mashiba tries to fight him afterwards. Bro, it's over. Go ahead, take that L, dog. Go ahead, hold that.
Just go ahead.
So then he becomes the Eastern champ. The Western champ, his nickname is Rocky, but his name is Takashi Sendo, is like, oh, yeah, we should fight in the upcoming tournament so we can fight each other. And he's like, yeah, sorry, no, I can't do that because my hand is broken, and it'll take, like, literally... Like, my hand just won't heal in time for you and me to have a fight before the next tournament. So, you know, the Western guy gets really ticked off. So what do they do? They hire some nurse.
Who's hot.
It was a super hot nurse who was he's like, okay, we're going to send you just judo champion who can possibly help you heal up your hand faster. So he goes over, and it's just a super hot nurse. And who's like very sexual with him for some reason. And she's like,
Ippo keeps staring at her chest.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, what we could do is I could just numb up your hand. Ha ha, so you don't feel the pain. But afterwards, it'll fucking hurt.
It'll hurt so bad.
Right.
Like, even to the, and then Takamura
was like, I won't even do much.
So actually, the nurse follows them to one of their training.
By the way, we forgot to say, Takamura also won a belt himself.
Yes, yeah, Takamura, and very easily, I might add.
Yeah, he won it. Well, he got hit down a couple of times, but then Ippo was like, hey, I believe in you, Takamura. You're the greatest. And Takamura was like, bro, I can't lose in front of the squad.
Right.
And then that's how he wins. He beats this guy. He's like, oh, my motivation is to look good in front of the squad and the hoes.
That's my motivation. But so whenever he goes to see the doctor, right? Because what ends up happening is Ippo accepts, it's, listen, I can't box for 2 months. Like, even
3 months, 3 months, right.
It's 3 months?
Yeah, he can't box for 3 months because his whole fist has to heal. But the actual fight
is in 2 months.
It's like in 2.5, 2 months.
Because his former bullies come up to him and are like, hey, yeah, congratulations, you're the champion.
Yeah, they're
like,
all his friends now for some reason.
And he's like, you guys have been watching my fights? He's like, we've been watching every single one of them.
We've been cheering you on, man. He's like,
you guys have been beating my ass for like 10 15 years. Years.
It's cringe, but all right, cool. Whatever. I guess I have some fans, whatever.
And he's like, when's your next, you're gonna really kill it in the All Japan tournament, right? And he's like, not really. I mean, my hand's broken.
And they're like, oh. Man, you gotta fight. And I also bring him to their other bully friends, their other gangster friends. And the other gangster friends are like, oh, you're a hero. And he's like, seriously?
you guys all hated me before.
Right.
But then what he ends up doing is he ends up helping his mom out with her fishing business, right? Because he's just doing basically road work. And then what he ends up doing is asking his mom, because the Sendo guy
comes to him and is like, dude, we got to fight.
You a bitch, right? You a bitch?
You like, and he's like, bro, this guy is fucking crazy. Why do you care about fighting so much? And he's like, just got that dog in me.
And dude, so he jumps on a flight.
Yeah, and flies all the way over to Ippo just to tell him that he has to fight.
Because he's sitting there bugging everybody.
And the thing with Sendo is, insert sad backstory, Sendo's parents are dead. He lives with his grandmother. And he gets into fights to prove how strong he can be. So that way he's like, I have to be strongest so I can be the strongest for my grandma. And so then, because he's the all-Western hero, right? all of, he's like a hometown hero over there, and like, he's no longer a gangster like person. He's like a hometown hero, and the and like, his little kids are like, hey, you should like buy us a PlayStation.
Remember, you said you'd buy it for us when you became
became Western champion. And he's like, oh, I'll do it when I win the All Japan champion. And they're like, he's like, they're like elementary school kids. They're like fascinated with him because he's like the hometown hero, and they, you know, so everyone. But he's, like, I know, I don't want to let my hometown down. But I just love to fight. People think I'm fighting to save the day. But really, I just like to fight.
So he hands the kids, who's, I got something better than the video game I said I was going to get you all.
Here's some money.
Here's some tickets.
Oh, tickets to the, right, to the fight.
To see me fight these people. And even he, so Ippo, when he comes and bugs everybody in the gym, Ippo then comes in, he's like,
I mean Sendo. When Sendo, Sendo comes to bug everyone in the gym.
And, but then Ippo comes in, and Sendo's, there you are. And he's like,
right now.
We got to fight. And he was like, who the fuck are you, man?
Right.
What are you doing? I don't know who you are. Are you kidding me? You don't know who I am? I'm the Western champion.
You're the Eastern champion? I'm the Western champion. We got to settle this.
And the coach is like,
Sendo's one of my favorite characters.
And the coach is like, hey, why don't you go do some road work since you can't, your fist is all messed up. And Sendo's like, that's a great idea. Let's go do some road work.
We're going to do it together.
And he's like, can you keep up with me? And Ippo's like, what are you doing here, man? Like,
what is your issue? But then because Sendo wants to fight so bad, Ippo's like, you know what? I actually really want to beat this guy's ass.
Right.
So then that's when, that's why he goes to Doug Beggs' coach, like, okay, we got to find someone to help me out with this so I can beat up this guy.
Yeah, his mom, he goes to his mom and he's, listen, is there anybody that we work with? Don't you have a doctor or something that you work with? Can you please set me up an appointment? And then that's what happens. And then the doctor
is the best, the judo champion.
Yeah. She comes out of nowhere. I don't know how she knows where they're training.
I think, no, not that his coach calls her.
Oh, yes. And then, so they're doing the crab walks.
They're doing crab walks to strengthen. She then puts him on this regimen to strengthen his hand.
His shoulder.
And because she said, look, you've been throwing all these punches so hard, but your shoulder muscles are really weak. You're putting too much force into just your hand and forearm, and that's why you broke your hand.
You punch so hard.
That you broke your hand, but not...
That your body can't handle how tremendous your power is.
And I'm just like, what? That's... What?
That's not... That, but that's...
So then you need to build up your shoulder... Like, you can't even throw it that hard if your shoulder muscle's that messed up, but...
That's the thing, like, in baseball, right? You cannot... I think it's like, you can't throw faster than, like, 108 miles an hour or 110 miles an hour because the law of physics literally won't allow your arm to throw that fast.
I have heard that before, but the amount of times that scientists have said, the laws of physics say, and then humans do it anyway.
That was like the thing with
The 4 minute mile?
Yeah.
They said it was physically against the laws of physics for anyone to run a 4 minute mile. Then some guy does it back in like the early 1900s, and since then tons of people do it. It's like very common to, it's hard to do, but it's still, people in my high school did that. My lowest time is for a mile. When I was in high school and running like that, I was a part of the track team. It was like 4:25. So I'm not a professional track athlete. So if mine was 4:25,
was 9:20.
You shouldn't admit that. That's you need to take off those Rock Lee weights,
right?
But yeah. So that's what kind of happened between 21 through 30. We are rolling through this anime right now.
Yeah, we're definitely rolling through this anime. And but anyway, so what ends up happening, though, at the end, though, is we find out that he is going to try and fight. And then that's what Sendo is like, oh my God,
we get to fight. Yeah. upcoming. And then I hear the next episode is filler, but... We'll find out. We'll find out next time. So, guys, I'm DJ.
I'm Nicholas.
And we'll see you next time.
See you.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at ComicConRadio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?